You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday. And yes, the program is live today on January 24th, 2020. So for those of you that called in for my annual New Year's broadcast, yay. For those of you who missed it, I am not going to answer the open-ended question today of what does 2020 hold for you. That was a one-time broadcast, which is why I've waited 3 weeks to actually do the program live again, because I'm not going to answer that question on this program right now. My program is designed for one specific subject question. If you need more than that, reach out to me. I'd be delighted to schedule a session with you. So having said that, I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got someone here from the 636 area code. Hello, 636. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's your question?
I have a question about my fiancé. He is having surgery for a skin cancer next month, and it's kind of a life-threatening skin cancer it's turned into, and I was just kind of wondering if you could see any kind of results, if it's going to go good or what's going to happen.
Well, actually, it's saying that the recognition of this has been sort of long overdue to deal with, and that the fact that he's finally dealing with it is a really good thing, and I actually see he gets through this amazingly. One of the things that I would highly recommend that he does, though, is that between now and the surgery, have him cut out any sugar in his diet.
Oh, we've been trying to do that. Okay, good.
Okay, you know, Yoda said do or do not. There is no try, okay? The thing is that if for just the next month he can concentrate on eating, you know, nuts, fruit, vegetables, And actually the fruit I'm going to be specific about, it's berries and apples.
Okay, great.
No bananas,
great.
No citrus, okay? But anyway, no pineapple for sure because it's like huge sugar content. But here's what I'm telling you, is if he cuts out the sugar, not only is the healing process going to be even more amazing, it's almost as if, because you know sugar feeds cancer cells, right?
Yes, we've done all that research, and he's been on chemo the last 6 months, too, so he's trying to, you know, get healthy again, feeling better.
So, and, you know, I very rarely recommend stuff for health issues because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a holistic healer, not a nurse, I'm not any of that. One of the things that I would highly recommend is that you look up on Amazon. There's a vitamin product that's all the green vegetables in a capsule.
Okay.
And since he's probably not a big green vegetable eater, he could actually take two or three of these capsules with every meal and get the equivalent of all of the nutrients in green vegetables.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
Okay.
Yes. Thank
but,
you for that recommendation.
Do I see him flying through this? Yes. Do I see him feeling actually better about a lot of things by March? Yes.
Okay, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for finding the program. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay,
bye.
All right, got somebody here from the – hold on. That's kind of going slow. All right, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, 702.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Are you going to do the hello, 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 goodbye? All right. All right, I'm going to go to area code 702 again. Let's see if we can get this person on the air. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Steve.
Hi,
can
Steve.
Can you hear me?
I can.
There
What's
you
your
go.
Question for me today?
I'm a professional drummer out of Las
okay,
Vegas.
Okay, wait, Steve,
as well.
Hold on. Steve,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
Please take me off speaker.
I'm not really on speaker.
Oh, that's
Hang
much better.
Second.
Whatever you just did. Okay, so now ask me your question.
Okay, so I'm a professional drummer out of Las Vegas. My career has kind of fallen flat. I'm also a drum teacher, and one of my students is the CEO of a sports management company. And I was wondering, I know he's connected. If I reach out to him, will he be receptive to me? Can he help me move forward and get back on track with my career?
So it's not a man that's coming up in your cards that's going to be helpful to you. It's a woman. And the woman is a few years younger than you. She's got dark hair and blue or green eyes, and she's very connected with the industry you want to be connected with. So, Steve, there's a couple things I'm going to suggest to you. The first is, do you remember all of the amazing Queen music that people would, like, resonate to the drum beat with it? You know, like, We Will Rock You or... Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I want you to come up with a drum riff that is sort of a Vegas drum riff that could be used for the Golden Knights games.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come
okay.
up with it, all right? The reason I say that is that it could be something that it's, you know, it's just a beat that's maybe 5 or 6 beats long, and then there's words
right.
that go with it, all right? But you come up with the actual rhythm of it, and you send it
mm-hmm.
to the Golden Knights. Or you do a quick little
mm-hmm.
YouTube something or put it on Facebook and tag the Golden Knights. Because
mm-hmm.
if you can tap into that, then your name gets out there a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, but
Agreed.
I'm telling you, it's a woman here that's supposed to help you according to your cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also saying that the more politically involved you get, now that means the politics of your industry. That means that you
yeah.
go to all the special events companies and you reintroduce yourself and say, if you need a drummer
mm-hmm.
at the last minute, I'm your dude.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but what it's
okay.
saying here is there's a woman that's supposed to help you, not a young man. I think that the young man a little bit, unless he steps up and actually proves himself, then he's not the dude.
Well, will the woman present herself? Is there a time frame?
Remember how the order of your cards is this. You've been a little complacent about connecting with people, all right? That's the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying the path to reinvigorating your career is getting politically connected, which means you've got to reach out to your environment and start reconnecting with people that could get you gigs. Then there's no question
mm-hmm.
in my mind, because right smack in the middle of your cards is the card that says you're incredibly good at what you do. Then there's a woman who steps up, dark hair, light eyes, that thinks you're pretty
mm-hmm.
awesome. And she's the one that basically takes you by the hand and kind of gets you out of this stuck place. But it means
right.
you have to get your butt out there in front of people to meet her. She's not going to be delivered by the UPS guy to your door. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you very much, Mona. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Let me get, let me move over here. Hang on. I am going to go to area code 707. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
Yes, I applied for 2 positions. I didn't get them last year, but they're back up again now. So I wanted
perfect.
To see. Yes. So I want to see if I will get one of those. It's the same company, 2 positions in that company.
Right.
Or is it another company?
You know what's so funny about the 5 cards I just drew for you is your 5 cards are all major cards, which is very, very, very unusual. There's a man here that would hire you in a minute connected with these jobs. So I have to ask you a question. Did you interview with a man before?
No.
Okay. that then it may be that there's a new man that's in charge of the interviews, and that once you meet him and he meets you, it's though a door flies wide open for you.
Oh.
So
okay.
I would totally reply for the job. As a matter of fact, from my own personal experience, there was a job, this was years ago, probably almost 10 years ago. There was a job that I applied for 10 years ago, and I interviewed with the guy, and he didn't hire me. Well, then the same job came circling around again, and I went and interviewed again, and the second guy hired me.
Okay.
So because your cards are talking, there's only one little tiny bit of fear about you reapplying, but it's such a tiny card compared to all the really amazing cards that are here that I would apply again, because you still feel that you have something amazing to offer. And because there's two positions, greater chance of you getting one of those jobs.
Yeah, I did apply, but I'm waiting for them to, you know, how they do the computer thing.
Okay, so is it a company that is local to you?
It's 20 minutes.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do is I want you to research the company and find out who the COO, CEO, Vice President of HR, find out who they are, all right? Search first without being on LinkedIn, and then connect with them on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Okay, because what I'm getting is that what I love about the LinkedIn profile is two things. It's basically your resume out there in the real world. But the other thing is then they get to see a picture of you. And when you connect with them, say, I just applied for a job with you guys, looking forward to my visit. So
okay.
after they connect with you, or even before they connect with you, you send a message saying, I just applied for an opportunity with you guys. I'm looking forward to meeting you. And what would happen is that maybe the dude's name's Bill Smith. I'm just using that as an example. And Bill Smith says, oh, hey, some chick named Valerie just connected with me on LinkedIn. I think we should get her in here because she was that proactive to connect with me. You see?
Oh, yeah.
Most people don't do that. They apply for a job. They just throw it out there to the universe and hope that something comes back to them. When in fact, what's gonna come back is the fact that you want the job badly enough that you actually were researching the company on LinkedIn. You see?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, because I have a really good vibe about it.
Okay.
I just have a good vibe. That's all I can say for you. All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to another 702 call. Hello, 702, who's this?
George.
Oh, hey, George. What's your question for me?
I've been trying to get a hold of you for months.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that when I open this program, I usually have 20 or 25 calls on hold, so I do my best to take them in the order that they call in. So sometimes I just don't get to people, so my apologies. So what's your question for me?
About employment, I'm looking for to go to a different job that pays more.
All right, well, I'm totally on board with that for you. What it's saying here is it may be somebody you worked with before that helps you get the next job. So it might be that you, it's like you know people have left the company where you're at right now, right? Do you know
right.
where they might have gone?
No, but no.
Okay. So so I forget. Is your line of work security?
Yes.
Okay. So my advice would be for you to start applying for the big casino jobs for security.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from what you're doing now, because you already have security experience, and go to one of the casino properties. Now, because you're local, I would try some of the smaller properties first, like the M Resort or Silverton or South Point, that are all kind of individually standing properties first. And then
okay.
I would go to the local casinos, like Station Casinos, Boyd Gaming, those casinos. But I'm thinking Tuscany's another freestanding one, Silver Seven's another freestanding one. And the thing is that I would apply for all of those today, because according to this, you are going to change jobs, and I actually think that your power month to change jobs is actually February. So
okay.
that's why I'm kind of pushing you along to do this, because you know, it will probably pay you more money. But the other thing that I would highly recommend, and I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, George, but if you started going to the OSHA classes in Henderson, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, where you go to the OSHA classes where you learn about first aid and CPR and fire safety and water safety and asbestos and all of these other, you know, toxic cleanup stuff, all that. If you start going to these classes, first of all, I think they're free or very low cost. But the fastest way to meet somebody that could hire you is when you're learning something you don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So I do see a job change. It does say somebody helps you get the job, but that's part of the reason I'm telling you to go do this, because you getting that training is not going to hurt anyway. It's going to be good for you in the long run anyway, because then you go from security to safety. So it's safety and security, not just security. You see?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. See you later. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the I'm going to go to the 520 area code. Hello, 520.
Oh, hi, Mona. It's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, Mona, I am certified and licensed in an industry where I'm an independent contractor, and I sell big ticket items. And I, November, December, saw a job posting, and I threw in my hat. I thought, well, I can do both. And it was, I went to the interview, and it resonated for me because it was in the lines of marketing and that kind of thing. And I never heard back from them, and I pretty much thought I had it in the bag. Can you see why? I don't even know if
I'll
maybe
tell you
they
why.
Chose someone else.
No, here's why, and you're not going to like the answer, but it's kind of the truth of what just happened. First of all, I think you came across as too qualified, so I'm going to say that. The second thing is that there might have been a little age discrimination thrown in there.
Oh, well, the people that were lined up after me for the interview were all about my age.
Right, but what I'm thinking
has
happened. Yeah, but what I think's happened is they had to post the job in order to do it correctly human resources-wise, but they already had somebody in mind for the job, and it says it was a man. So they went through the dog and pony show of getting ideas from people that were outside of the company, Think about this.
Okay.
You know, because I know you sat there and you gave them some amazing ideas of how work territory and all this other stuff.
Oh.
You gave them some really great ideas, and they're like, oh, that's a great idea. So we'll tell the candidate we're going to hire to do that.
I love it.
So it was a fishing expedition for them to get ideas from applicants. I mean, think about it. I want to tell you, this would make, and again, I would love it if you put your creative hat on with this, but this would make it a really crazy good short film for like the Sundance Film Festival, where you actually had the interview process where somebody came in, they're showing you their A game, and the only reason that this HR panel or these HR, and I would do it in front of a panel, is that they're all writing down the ideas that the applicants are bringing to the table because they already have someone else in mind. And so then they go and they create the job description to the candidate that they already have in mind and say, these are your duties.
Oh, I love it. Those dirty dogs, but I can see.
Well, it is. You know, I'm telling you, there are always people out there working an angle, and then there are people that just want to come and do a good job for somebody. And we live in interesting times.
Yes. Well, even in my own industry, I see crap going on all the time.
So I would much rather for you, for your part-time gig, some other gig, I would actually like you to get more creative, because that's really the only thing missing in your life right now is an outlet for your own creativity.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, this is Terry. How are you?
Oh, hi, Terry. This is the second Terry today. How cool is that?
Oh,
okay, what's your question for me today?
Yes. In the future, do you see me going into a tech business, anything to do with technology?
Okay, so I'm going to shift it to kind of a different perspective for you. Do you love the idea of going into technology?
That's a good question.
I know, that's why I asked it, because I'm telling you, there's some guy here that would be an absolute dick to you if you didn't love it.
So you're right. I think, you know what, I would love it, but I would have to understand the company first, but I would love it, yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing I worry about, is I worry about you working for someone that would be very impatient with you.
Oh, no.
Right. See,
okay.
Here's the thing. If you loved it, you already knew it, you could walk in and just jump in with both feet, yay. Because you're coming up as this amazing person that people like you when they meet you. You have amazing potential, but there's a person here connected with this specific question, this specific job, that would be a dick to you if very quickly he discovered that you didn't know or couldn't learn like in a nanosecond.
Oh, okay. So I would skip it.
Okay, but here's the thing. I actually think there's another opportunity for you that includes you having the ability to, you know, do things on the internet and all other stuff. But if they're asking you to write code, might not be the right fit for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but what I'm getting here's the thing. I would go to your skill set, which is when people meet you, they love you. You're an incredibly generous person with your time and energy. You have a card that talks about absolutely untapped potential for you over the next 5 years. But it starts with you bringing harmony to what you want first, and then the opportunity presents itself, and I just want you to be a little more patient with the opportunity. I don't want you to end up working for a dick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, because there's this guy here, I just don't like this dude. He He's a dick.
Okay.
And I just don't want your amazing energy and your ability to kill yourself to do a good job to work for someone that would absolutely not appreciate the exact skill set you bring to the table.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.